California, if you want to vote for Donald Trump next Tuesday, you have to be registered as a Republican. Of course, his candidacy looks pretty much like a done deal. And as a California voter, it can be frustrating to watch as the results come in from earlier primaries in other states.
That's right, the Iowa caucus, the kickoff for the 2016 election.
Trump comes out victorious in 3 out of 4 states last night.
Utah, and also we learned early this morning, Idaho for Bernie Sanders. So he ended up taking 2 states, and Utah for Ted Cruz.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, they are your winners tonight in the New York primary.
Many hopeful presidential candidates drop out before we even have a chance to vote for them. This year, the competition in both major parties, Democratic and Republican, well, it seemed like it would be fierce. For a while, it looked like California voters would play a big role in choosing the presidential nominees, especially on the Republican side, until it didn't.
From the beginning, I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed.
Ted Cruz, that's a fact. Now, there are only 3 candidates left in the race, Trump on the Republican side and Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side. So with all this watching and waiting, we wanted to know why the primaries work the way they do. KALW's Shireen Adel tells us more.
When the primaries finally get to California in June, it's often pretty clear who the presidential nominees will be, even when there's more than one candidate on the ballot. But the system hasn't always been this way. In fact, before there were primaries in every state, the leaders of each party would choose the nominees behind closed doors.
Primaries really got started in the progressive era, and it was an attack on parties. They wanted to take control away from party leaders and give it to the people.
Terry Bimes is a lecturer in governmental studies at UC Berkeley. The progressive era was a nonpartisan movement towards major social and economic reforms in the early 1900s. And Bimes says getting the American public to participate in the primaries was part of that ideology.
The progressive movement was huge in California, so I'm pretty sure that California has had a primary since 1912.
The first primaries gave parties a way to see how people in each state felt about their candidates, but they didn't have much influence in determining the party nominees.
Before 1968, you didn't have to run in primaries to win the nomination. You only had to run in a few races to show that you were electable. But the emphasis was on an insider strategy. You had to go around and court party leaders and get them to support you.
The presidential candidates were elected by party delegates from each state who voted at their party's national convention. The conventions still happen that way today. But back then, most delegates could vote for whichever candidate they wanted.
A lot of states didn't have primaries, and they didn't have, and their delegates weren't bound. There was sort of beauty contest.
Now, that's changed. Most delegates are bound. That means at the convention, most of them have to vote based on how voters in their district vote. But how the delegates represent voters, that changes state to state.
Some states are winner-take-all. Some states are winner-take-all by congressional district. Some are proportional representation.
In California, on the Democratic side, delegates represent voters proportionally, based on each district's population. For example, Alameda County has 8 bound Democratic delegates. So if each candidate wins 50% of the district, 4 delegates vote for one candidate and 4 for the other. But on the Republican side, it's winner-take-all. That party has 3 delegates per district, and all 3 delegates vote for the candidate that wins in that district.
The rules are very complicated, and each party has its own rules. And each state has its own rules, and they can change from election to election.
And it gets even more complicated. In each party, there are also delegates who are unbound. Those are delegates who can vote for whoever they want. In the Democratic Party, they're superdelegates.
When you think party establishment, those people are going to be superdelegates, but they don't have to represent how the state votes.
There are unbound delegates in the Republican Party, too, but they don't have to be state officials and party leaders. All these rules give parties a way to have some insider control of the nomination process in case they don't agree with voters.
Parties are sort of a strange entity because they're not part of the government. And so states are limited in how they can regulate parties.
Still, in the current primary system, unbound delegates have never been the deciding factor. Presidential nominees have always gotten the majority of bound delegate votes, too. So, since California has more bound delegates than any other state, you might think the state would have a big impact on the outcome of the elections. But since California primaries are typically held in June, some voters don't feel they get much of a choice. I went over to City Hall in San Francisco, where the Early Voting Center is now open, to talk to voters like Ben Ryder. Do you feel like your vote matters in California?
I feel like for the propositions in San Francisco, probably. I feel like for everything else, kind of. Doesn't matter because we're the last state to vote.
Jay Liao?
A little bit. Yeah, I guess so. It seems important. I'm voting in the Democratic primary, and I don't know where California's going to go with that one, actually, so maybe.
Kate Stacey, tough question. I think it matters. There are other states where people's votes matter more.
Those are the voices of Ben Ryder, Jay Liao, and Kate Stacey. They're all regular voters. They told me that they vote all the time. But Mark DiCamillo, the executive director at Field Poll, says that for some people, the late primary makes a big difference.
When you have a situation where voters don't think their vote really matters in determining the outcome at the top of the ticket, many voters choose to stay home.
DiCamillo tracks California voter behavior and opinions through large-scale surveys. He points out that presidential candidates aren't the only thing on the primary ballot. There are state candidates and propositions to choose from. So if people go to vote because of the candidates at the top of the ticket, they wind up engaging in state politics too. And DiCamillo says high turnout is important.
For example, in small turnout elections, older voters, regular voters, people who vote every election, whether it's local, state, national, will turn out. So with a bigger turnout, you get a better mix. More young people, more ethnic voters, more voters of all educational backgrounds participating.
So if you're thinking, let's have the California primaries earlier so that we get a better mix of voters and have a say in choosing the presidential nominees, it's not that simple. California did change the date of the primaries. From 96 to 2008, the California presidential primaries were earlier in the year, but it didn't work out the way state officials wanted. They needed more time to campaign for state elections. So they moved it back to June, where it's been since 2012. And it didn't have the greatest results. Here's Mark DiCamillo.
Right. The last presidential primary in 2012, 35% of all registered voters turned out. That's a relatively low percentage.
That's not just low. It's the second lowest on record. So what can we expect this year? Well, for one thing, voter registration has been noticeably high, so some experts are predicting high turnout.
And one of the big trends in California over the last two decades is just the growing proportion of voters who choose to mail in their vote.
Roughly half of all California registered voters have opted to vote by mail for this election. And voting centers in the Bay Area are open now for early voting. People can cast their ballots anytime between now and June 7th. For Cross Currents, I'm Shireen Adil.